While some 2,000 athletes are hustling to win, like these young women indoor soccer players from Nunavut practicing at the UAF Student Recreation Center, hundreds of artists and artisans are also hard at work, showcasing their wares to the crowds in town for the games and other attractions. Pioneer Park Centennial Center, where the Folk Art Fest and Expo is going on, is one of the venues where their handiwork is available. Karen Ottenbright is one of the vendors at the Folk Art Fest. She brought a table full of handcrafted jewelry and other works from her studio in Eagle River. That's the
Fish Lips and Bertie's studio.
Ottenbright says business was slow Monday, but then it's only the first day that she and most of the other vendors have been open for business.
It's like people are kicking tires today, and people are on a budget, and they're going to watch what they spend, and they're going to look and think about it, and then probably make their purchases towards the end of the week.
It wasn't just the prospect of cashing in on the tourists who've come to Fairbanks for the games that brought Ottenbright here. She says she just wanted to come to feel the vibe.
The Arctic Winter Games, the international appeal, and people coming from all over, you know, circumpolar nations to take part. You know, it's just a seemed like a happening place to be and meet new people.
In the next booth over is Amanda Brannan. She flew up here with Ottenbright from Eagle River to sell her art prints on canvas and some matted prints. Brannan says she's enjoying her time here so far, especially the people watching.
It's been really interesting watching the people from other countries wander through here and look at the artwork. And what I look forward to with art festivals, folk festivals, is actually I love to see what other artists are doing, because in the arts it's a solitary business. You know, you spend a lot of time alone in your studio. So this is a great opportunity to see, you know, what other people are doing.
One of the people who was wandering around the Folk Art Fest is Weiss Tai, a Chinese national who's now living in New York City. Tai and his girlfriend Kachin Hu came up to spend a few nights to observe the aurora. He says he'd heard something about some kind of Olympics-style games going on and wanted to find out what it was all about.
After I got here, I heard about it. I never heard of it before, but, you know, so the only thing I know now is going to be a lot of people coming.
Tai says he's enjoying his stay here.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty nice town, actually. People are friendly, you know. It's nice.
Another visitor at Pioneer Park is Sue. That's Sue, who didn't want to give her last name. She's from Toke, and she says she's here because she always comes up at this time of year.
I'm here up for my annual ice trip.
That would be the annual World Ice Art Championship at Ice Park. But Sue says she's done that, and she's now taking in some of the games before she goes back to Toke Wednesday. And she's having a heck of a time.
I just came from speed skating. It's ever so much fun. And the curling is great. Little tiny girls pushing the... They're terrific. Yes, they are.
You can find out more about the cultural events going on around town at the same website where complete information about the games is available. That's awg2014.org. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.